Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe for our That's a Wrap segment, where we recap the previous game before turning the page to the next one. So, Brian, let's talk about an area that was a concern against the Seahawks, and that's the secondary. Did we see any hopeful signs or positive things from them against the Jets on Sunday?
Yeah, you know, I think there's still it's an area of weakness, and it's an area of a lot of growth. There's a lot of growth potential. I thought, Mark Sanchez threw for well over 300 yards in this game, and I think that's what we're going to see. I think we're going to see good quarterbacks and even not-so-great quarterbacks be able to throw for a lot of yardage. What the hope is that they can be like they were last year, where, yeah, they give up yardage, they give up some scores, but they get those key interceptions, those key turnovers late. You know, there were a lot of holes in the secondary. Jets players were getting open, often making catches. There were some times where Mark Sanchez just wasn't getting the ball to them, so that certainly helped the Patriots, but you know, it's still very much a work in progress. We've talked about they were without their two safeties, Patrick Chung and Steve Gregory. That led to Devin McCourty playing safety. Right. Alphonso Dennard starting at cornerback. I think there's a lot to work with there. I think he's shown some bumps in the road, but some improvement. I think he might be the key to getting this secondary really cohesive. So, work in progress. They've just got to hope to get those key turnovers, even if they give up yardage.
Right. Alphonso Dennard had his first interception against the Jets.
So yep. It was a well underthrown ball by Mark Sanchez.
True,
and just a few plays before that, there was another play that he could have had. So, yes, we'll give him credit for that first career interception. It was a good play. It was a necessary play, but it was one that Mark Sanchez was sort of at fault for throwing such an underthrown ball.
Right. Well, you mentioned some guys who were out on Sunday, but two players who are back, Dante Hightower, Julian Edelman. Dante Hightower had a sack last night. Good to see both of those guys back on the field.
Yeah, limited role for Hightower. He didn't start, but he definitely came in at times, and I think that's probably just the right step to get him back into more of a full-time duty. And, we might see him come in on and off the field at times. And same with Edelman. Two catches, not a huge role in the offense, although early on, Edelman had a few passes thrown his way, Hernandez as well. You're starting to see back to what they sort of had those first couple of weeks. And of course, we had that big question about what's Wes Welker's role. I think we're beyond that, I think. But I think with Edelman and with Hightower, if they can get those guys back at full strength, that'll only help.
Absolutely. Okay, well, turning the page on the road again, sort of, going over the pond.
Oh, very much on the road.
In the
no
air.
No sort of about this one.
but going to London, taking on the St. Louis Rams, What is that going to be like? How do you prepare for a road game like that?
Well, I think with what the team, what the coaching staff probably tells the team is don't prepare for it any different from any other road game other than the fact that the team is going out there a little early. There's still a bunch of players who were here in 2009 when the team did it, a lot of the coaching staff, a lot of the administrative type players, type people, and then player-wise, there's obviously a lot of turnover over 3 years. I think the goal, the plan is just, hey, it's not really that much of a longer ride than it was to Seattle, so in one way you can say, well, it's not like we're tripling the amount of time in the air that we've had in the past. I think it's treated as closely as they can to a normal away game. However, they're tweaking the schedule a bit this week. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, they're on the practice field here in Foxborough, traveling out to London, getting there on Friday. I think maybe a walkthrough probably won't go crazy and some other activities that they'll have. So it's right in the middle of the season. They know they have their bye week right after that. So treat it like the next game and move on from there.
Well, we certainly know that's not an issue here. That's how they look at every single game.
That's right.
No matter who it is, where it is.
A few tweaks to the travel itinerary. But other than that, they're playing the Rams. That's all.
All right. Well, big week for us here at Gillette Stadium. But that'll wrap it up for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.